With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Congrats to all you 49er fans out there. When you're a Raider fan like me, the playoffs are no stress because your team never makes it, all right? But I am rooting for the Bills today. I hope they win, all right? So good luck to your teams if they're still in it. You know, I've been blessed as a priest. You are now my fourth parish I've been assigned to. Every parish has been wonderful. Different, but one thing is in common is the people of God are good everywhere. But there is a parish I was assigned to that's very similar to here. That was St. John Vianney in Hacienda Heights. And I was there for 5 wonderful years as a priest and 1 wonderful year as a seminarian. So 6 years of my life, I was there. And in 2011, I went to a penance service at a neighboring parish, and we heard a lot of confessions, right? And I came home that night exhausted. And you've been there in your own lives, haven't you, when you've been so tired where it hurts even to walk, right? And you just want to get to bed. So I went to bed that night, and I woke up at 12:01 a.m. to the sound of glass shattering. Now, I grew up in a really rough neighborhood, so I instantly thought someone was trying to break into the house, right? So I jumped up right away, and I turned around, and I noticed the whole church was on fire. Whole church was on fire. And I woke up the other priests instantly, and when I got outside, I realized that our rectory was on fire, too. And the church and the rectory, it would have been like from here to the piano. That's how close it was. And that day, that morning, to see the people so grief-stricken, to watch their church go up in flames, that it was a total loss. And it was Palm Sunday weekend. And I remember sitting there at Mass, and the responsorial psalm was, my God, why have you forsaken us, right? But a woman asked me a question that day, actually, of the fire. She said, "Father, when you woke up, did you think to bring anything out?" And the reality is, when you're close to death, you don't care about any of your possessions. You just want to get out alive. And you'll appreciate this now because you've gotten to know me. But 8 hours later, I was allowed to go into the house to grab a few things. The house was okay, thanks be to God. And I went to my bed area, and there was glass completely over it. And the investigators told me that I was probably about a minute away if I didn't wake up from dying, right? And I went, and I asked them if I can take a few things out, and I grabbed 2 things. My Dodger tickets, because back then we used paper, and my passport. But I wasn't thinking of those things at all. Not any of that. So my friends, what do our readings tell us this weekend? That life is a precious gift from God. And time is a gift from God. Because none of us know the day or the hour that we're going to die. And the second reading in particular is telling us, quit wasting time. If you need to make changes in your life, quit procrastinating. Do it now. And our gospel is calling each and every one of us to follow Jesus. So my friends, do any of you in here know the day or the hour that you're going to die, yes or no? Good, I'm glad you answered no, all right. None of us do. But what we do know for sure is we've got to do better. We got to make better decisions. So let's look at our relationships right now. How is our relationship with God? Are you praying like you should every day? You're here right now, so that shows the good person that you are. But let's be honest, we could all spend more time in prayer. Sometimes we get so worked up over things we can't control, right? We get so full of anxiety and worry that yet God is telling us, focus on heaven. Focus on heaven. There are going to be things we can't control. But if we trust that our reward will be in heaven, no matter what comes our way, we're going to handle it. So I'm telling you, we have another election this year, right? Presidential election. So I'm here to tell you, don't watch cable news all day. You will drive yourself crazy. Right? We see it in our families. So trust in God that no matter who wins, Jesus is still king. He's the real winner anyway, my friends. But think about it. We stress ourselves out so much over things we can't control. So if we're spending more time in prayer and we're focused on our holiness, if we're going to confession, that means we're doing right by God. So who knows more, God or human beings? God. So we need to listen to him the most. Secondly, because we don't know how much time we have left here on earth, we need to work on our relationships with each other. We need to work on our relationships with our family, with our children, with our parents. We need to work on our relationships with our friends. You know, you're going to hear me say this a million times, but when we die, God isn't going to tell any of us, congratulations, you've held a grudge for 40 years. I'm so proud of you. Or congratulations, you're a chismoso or chismosa, the town gossip, right? What Jesus is going to be proud of is, did we treat each other with love and mercy and forgiveness? We were patient, were we compassionate? How were you a voice for the most vulnerable? You know, how are we helping those in need? That's what Jesus is going to be proud of. And I see the good in you. But we can all work on our relationships, all of us, myself included. And finally, we need to work on how we treat ourselves. What do we need to change about ourselves? Remember those New Year's resolutions you made January 1st? You still going to the gym? You eating better? I'm proud. I've been walking more. I've been holding myself accountable. But you know what? Last Monday, it was a holiday, Martin Luther King. I was kind of lazy. I got on DoorDash and I ordered Tommy Burger, right? It was good. Let me tell ya. I got chili on those fries too. But you know, I knew I probably shouldn't have eaten that, right? But instead of giving up, what do? We need to pick ourselves up and try again, don't we? It's very easy just continue the pattern. So what do we need to do differently? Maybe you're working too much and you're not enjoying the gift of your family, your friends around you. Maybe you need to get healthier. Working parents, you guys are pulled into so many different directions. Our mothers in particular. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to say no once in a while. Because God wants us to be our best version, so we have to take care of ourselves first, so then we can in turn help one another. So my friends, none of us know the day or the hour, but what we do know is the call is the same for all of us, to follow Jesus, to listen to God, to be a better friend and family member, and to love yourself enough that you are going to take care of yourself better. So if Jesus were to walk in to your home today and say, hey, I'm here for dinner, what do you need to change about your life? How would you answer that? And if you tell him, I have nothing to change, then your answer is, you need to change in your humility, okay? So what do you need to change? How would you answer that question? But more importantly, how are you going to change and actually do it? So let's reflect upon that right now, because God loves us so much. So he's asking us to do a little bit better. So my friends, what in your life do you need to change, and how are you going to do it?